coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Heading into the weekend, we were talking during our Waddle's World 2 about leap year stories. If you could have one story come true on this extra day, extra story for the extra day involving Chicago sports. Ben Bittner says, leap year news story, Jason Hayward agrees to restructure deal of 1 year, $8 million. That would help the Cubs, for sure. Phone number to reach us, 312-332-3776. Danny reacts on Twitter, and he says, I just turned on the radio and heard Waddle try to make three bets in 2 minutes. That lasted long.
For the church. Hashtag for the church, Danny.
He's 1-1.
Well, the church is at flat even, so no benefit at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's 38 days left, right, guys? Team.
Yes, of course.
Okay. I'm looking right now.
There's a big slate of soccer tomorrow.
There's the MLS is back. And also, don't forget our good friend, the XFL, and the gift that keeps on giving, betting against Mark Trestman. He's a 2.5-point dog against the DC Defenders.
We got DC.
You know who is in charge of the DC Defenders? That would be one Greg Gabriel.
Okay.
Bear versus bear.
Bear versus bear.
Aren't most MLS games, doesn't everyone bet the over?
A lot of overs.
A lot of overs. Okay, we're going to get it. You know, Church is going to be in good shape by sundown on Sunday.
Well, what about the Fire? Are they opening at Soldier? When's their first game at Soldier? Because remember, isn't this year?
They're returning
back to Soldier Field. They're returning back to Chicago.
You are correct. I don't know when they're...
Okay. Their first game is at home.
Get Freddie on the phone.
Yeah, he's probably yelling at us. He's screaming at the radio right now.
Yeah.
How do you not know?
I just filled out my quarterback sheet.
Yeah, so did I.
How do you feel about your choices?
Not good.
I don't really either.
Yeah.
Sunday, March 21st against Atlanta.
And the MLS is back when?
Tomorrow.
They go 3 weeks without a home game?
Well, you want to play at Soldier Field in February?
I guess that is the right way to do it.
Yeah, you go.
Unlike baseball. Right. That's going to be a story this year.
To be fair, they are at Seattle and New England.
Is there a New Mexico team still? Is there a team in the MLS from New Mexico? One of my college buddies, I think, owns it.
Really?
Peter Trevisani.
There's a Miami team now.
There was a New Mexico MLS team?
Isn't there a New Mexico MLS team?
I don't know.
The Breaking Bad.
What do you mean you don't know? Come on, you gotta. If we're gonna gamble on the MLS, you gotta have a better grab.
All the teams.
New Mexico United.
Yes, my buddy Peter Trevisani owns. I believe he was the lead investor in that.
All right, so this is
they're not in the USL. They're not. They're in the USL.
Okay,
that sounds more right.
Can you gamble on them?
Probably.
Okay,
somewhere
you want to gamble on the USL?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Did you ever gamble on your daughter's soccer games?
What?
Pete Rose gambled on his own baseball teams.
No.
You never gambled another dad on the sideline.
No.
Saying, you know what? The girls don't look like they
the
have
only
it
gambling
this year.
I did at soccer well, there hope, was wait, trying wait, 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 to hold Sylvie, my bowels till the end of a half.
The way you're framing it, I would hope he'd be betting on them at the very least.
Yeah, my
third daughter won 3 national championships.
Okay, so maybe
they didn't
you
lose.
Want to flex your muscle and bet another opposing parent. You guys think you guys can take down the Eclipse today? Think again.
Like, I would go to soccer tournaments and Charles Haley would be there watching his daughter play against mine. Emmett Smith's daughter would be playing against my daughter. Tony Dorsett's daughter would be playing against mine.
All those Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
And then we had you.
All the former Cowboys?
Well, because they would play the Dallas Stars and the Dallas Texans as well. There was 2 teams in Dallas that were you know, out of this world. Girls soccer, travel soccer
team. The Stars and the Texans.
And our team, the Eclipse, out of Illinois, would go down there and put it on them. And anybody
Take
else
down
who wanted
the Cowboys.
Some. Anybody want
Jerry
some?
Jerry Jones not happy.
You want some?
The Eclipse have been a team for a minute, too.
Oh, yeah.
They've been around forever.
Just telling you.
But is this the Peter whose coffee we took today?
No.
No, it's not that Peter. Do you want to tell? Can I tell that story?
Of course you can.
Usually, Abdallah goes on a coffee run before the show at Dunkin'. Waddle pays for the group for coffee. Today, I forgot when I stopped in Starbucks. I forgot food. I did not pack my usual food. So I ordered a couple of eggs from Starbucks. And I told Miller, hey, do you mind when you get Waddle's coffee, can you stop at Starbucks and pick mine up? He knew there were eggs, but he also thought I ordered coffee. Mm. So he came back. He goes, I got good news and bad news. I didn't get your coffee. I got you Peter's coffee. I go, what?
Is that a new coffee brand?
Well, the mobile orders have everyone's names on it, and so, he took Peter's coffee.
What were you doing taking Peter's coffee?
I saw the eggs. I saw Mark, and I saw a cup of coffee right next to it, and so I assumed, grabbed the eggs, which had Mark on them, and grabbed the cup of coffee, the cup of Joe, and I ran across the street to Dunkin' to pick up our order, and then as I'm standing in line at Dunkin', I realized, wait a minute. This isn't Mark's
this
coffee.
This is Peter's coffee.
So if your name is Peter and you ordered coffee on the Starbucks on Lake Street, stop by this State Street
We've
studio.
We've got your coffee, yes.
I have your coffee.
And I told Mallory, I go, I didn't even order coffee. I just ordered the food.
We have Peter's Venti Blonde Roast.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. That's usually what I would get, too, a blonde roast. Sorry, Peter.
Are you Peter in the coffee lingo?
I have.
Is that when you make your coffee order, do you just go, I don't know why you do it.
That's a good topic. Do you have a fake Starbucks name? Because there
is Peter your fake Starbucks name?
My mom has a fake Starbucks name.
What? Why?
Because her name is Celeste. And whenever she gives her name, half the time people get it wrong. So her Starbucks name.
How do you get Celeste wrong?
I don't know. Because it's apparently a difficult name. So her Starbucks name is Jackie. I'm telling you, if you have a fake Starbucks name, call us and tell us.
Okay, if your fake Starbucks name.
I don't want to know the motivation. Yes.
If you want to go from Celeste because you may the barista may spell it wrong, and then why wouldn't you just go with Mary? That's simple.
Jackie's not hard.
Well, I know, but I mean,
it could be IE.
Yeah,
could be J A C K I.
I'm just going. How about Ruth? Ruth.
Nobody wants to be a Ruth.
Hey, wait, my mom's name's Ruth.
I know nothing's wrong with that. How old's your mom?
100.
And when's the last time someone named their kid Ruth?
Listen, my mom. This is a Baptist family. My mom's name is Ruth, and her three sisters were named Myra, Brenda, and Shirley.
Oh, that's my
aunt's name is
right there. My grandma's name was Ruth, and I had an Auntie Shirley.
Yeah.
That's old school right there.
Old school. Yes. What is your name? My name is Beatrice. It's not really Beatrice. It's Celeste, but I think you're going to mess up, Celeste, so I'm going to go with Penelope.
Well, I do use a little something in my name on the mobile order, so it prints up on a computer.
Stallion.
So it's Mark
Stallion.
It says Mark, but then it says I've added this. This was a tip I once got from a barista, and it says please fill coffee to top, because a lot of times they'll shortchange you because they think you're going to put some cream in.
Yeah, if you're going to be that picky, I'm spitting in your coffee.
Well,
I'll fill it to the top. All right.
If I ordered a grande, I don't want a tall. Don't.
Oh, you're getting your grande.
You're getting coffee.
You're getting your grande.
Trust me, you're getting a blonde.
Does it have a little bit of a wang to it?
You didn't want cream in your coffee? You got cream in your coffee.
We already stirred it for you, sir.
Boy, that's a taste, huh?
You don't think that's good?
You want it to the top? Why do all your baristas come back from the bathroom? Never mind.
Mallor wants to hear if you've got a fake Starbucks name and what the reason would be, or a fake anything name for any situation. Peter's in Miami, so we brought up Peter I saw Peter in Miami's on the phone. What's up, Peter?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
I lost a bet. I'm not good.
Yeah, no. Well, that's why I called. I mean, I'm here to help you. I asked Adam if you guys about the Greek soccer slate. I'm here to help you for the weekend.
I was just asking him, Peter, are there any Greek soccer games that we can put a bet on this weekend?
Tommy, listen.
Okay.
This is, I have a Greek background. I lived in Greece for 20 years, obviously from Chicago. I'm a diehard Olympiakos fan. I'm very happy from yesterday. We kicked out Arsenal in the Europa League. But Greek League on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. There are two teams playing against each other that are owned by the same guy. It's illegal. The thing is going to court, but they're still playing the game. So the game is Xanthi against PAOK, P-A-O-K.
Should we bet on a tie?
No, you are betting on the visiting team, PAOK.
I'm confused, Peter. Why? I mean, so you've got two teams. One guy owns Both of them.
They are owned by the same guy, which is not legal, but the visiting team is the team that is in second place. That they won the championship last year, which hadn't happened for almost 30 years. They've only won 3 championships, and it's a game that they're going to win because they're playing the team that is owned by the same guy.
So, Peter, let me get this straight. I'm going to make a play on a Greek soccer game that is illegal. I need, you know what? I'm not playing for the church. I need the church. I need their help.
Peter, yes. What are you doing to them?
It's not illegal.
You just said it was illegal.
No. The action of owning the team by the same guy is illegal. The game is not illegal. It's the Greek Super League.
I like where Peter's head's at. There was a famous Greek match-fixing scandal in 2015, and I feel like we've got an insider who's trying to give us...
Oh, he's trying to say that
he's letting us know that just because there's been scandals in the past doesn't mean that there can't be scandals in the future, and I think we got an inside tip, fellas.
I think he's really the Peter whose coffee we stole, and he's trying to get back at us.
I know, really. Greg's in Arlington Heights. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Is it really Greg?
Hey, so this is what we use our fake names for. You know, after smoking a little of the wacky tobacco, now that it's legal, you know, rolling the Taco Bell, maybe say your name's Brad Pitt, maybe say it's your buddy's name, and then when they call your Nacho Bell Grande, everyone has a good laugh.
That's funny. It's just so just to get a laugh, right? Yeah, I know a lot of people who call the radio station and use fake names. Didn't we meet a guy once, big Bulls fan? I think he goes by Phil, but his name really isn't Phil.
Yes, we met him at a...
Bulls fan, Phil. Yeah.
Do you ever use a fake name? Well, you don't use a fake name when you check into a hotel. You just take your phone off.
I unplug the phone. Yeah. I don't want anybody even from the hotel staff calling my room. Sometimes they say, sir, we have a special.
This is the concierge.
We want to welcome you here.
Okay, but what if there is a problem inside the hotel and they're trying to get a hold of you, but your phone is not working?
If there's a problem that's serious, the fire alarm will go off.
No, not necessarily. No.
Really?
If it's not a fire, then the fire alarm doesn't go off.
What could they be alerting that you need to be?
There is somebody in the hotel that shouldn't be there, and you need to be aware of this. Yeah.
You guys see that?
I'm just telling you.
Did you guys see that our boss, Mike, has weighed in?
No, I did not.
He says he always tells Starbucks that he's a conquistador.
Joe, is this Joe in Tucson? What? You wrote Tuscan in here. Where are you, Joe?
No, Tucson. I speak Abdallah.
I knew it was Tucson.
Fat fingers.
No, but... But I have to use the name Joe because I have a Hungarian name, so no one can pronounce it. So every
what
time I
it?
Go there...
What is your name?
Ferenc.
Excuse me?
It's F-E-R-E-N-C. You pronounce it Ferenc.
Nick Ferenc. Yeah, you coach the Iowa Hawkeyes.
No, well, it sounds like it, yeah.
But why did you go with Joe? Why didn't you use, like, another F word?
Because it was just the first thing that came to my head. So
How about Phil? P-H.
I've been into it for 10 years now, but my brother, his name is Miklos. Every time he gets coffee, he says, dude, just use a fake name. He's like, no, that's my name.
Listen, if I'm going fake name, I'm going like Slate. My name is Slate.
Like you're
coffee for Slate. Can I get a mocha grande, a little bit of skim milk? Slate. Slate here?
I think you could do better than Slate,
well,
though.
I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, I'm going to go, not Joe. Hey, he's gonna get your
I think you
Joe.
Go the route that the other caller did. You make people laugh. You make yourself laugh. You kind of prank the... But if you're pranking the barista, then maybe they're going to stir your coffee like they stir my coffee.
Like when you say, hey, fill it to the top. Yeah, dirty SOB. Oh, yeah. I guess you
filled it. I ordered a venti, damn it. Not a grande.
Yeah.
Fill it to the top.
I didn't order a blonde roast. Why is this yellow?
I don't understand how you could order something and just know it's going to get spit in. Like, how could you, like, you order coffee every day just knowing it's going to get spit
in. Why would someone spit in my coffee? Because I'm simply asking them to not give me room in the coffee. This is people ask you room or no room. I'm pre-ordering it so I don't go through that little screen test they give you.
You drink it black? No room.
No,
use the nomenclature.
I put a little milk in there, but I want it to the top.
Well, then, but it's
you
not.
You dump out a little bit before you put the milk in?
Hell no.
Okay. Boys.
I want it to the top.
My mom has texted me.
Celeste?
She has told me why she uses Jackie. I can tell you why next.
Okay, good. And then we got to get to our quarterbacks list. We're having some fun. It's a Friday on Waddle and Sylvie.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Some more football here coming up, but there are so many good callers online about getting names wrong or using fake names. How we stumbled upon? How did we stumble upon this? How did this come up?
It was Peter's coffee.
Oh yeah, so, we took Peter's coffee, yeah. and then we got the Starbucks name.
I relayed to you guys that my mom, whose name is Celeste,
that was good.
Goes by Jackie.
She has a Starbucks name, which is Jackie.
She has decided to tell us why.
Yeah, she's listening. She says it's too funny. She says that Jackie was going to be my name if I was a girl. She always liked the name.
You're known as Jackie from now on.
So So Jackie was is the name she goes with at Starbucks.
I like that. We got to call
him
Jackie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, we all have nicknames. Yours is now officially Jackie.
Jackie could be a man's name. Phil.
Jackie Moon.
How about this? Phil weighs in, and he says, he said when he goes places, people ask him, is it Phil with a PH? He says, I'm going to start using Tom. He says, I just say use Phil. People spell it P-H-I-L-L-F-I-L-L, or seriously ask, is that with a P-H? So he even a guy with the name Phil.
They still ask.
That he's like, they get it wrong. Chris B. with a great tweet. Maybe the tweet of the day. I use the name James McMahon when booking a dinner for my pre-draft visit.
Why are we bringing that up again? That's so unsettling. That you know what? It's Friday.
It is a name. It is a fake name.
I know,
story.
But it takes you down Mitch Lane, and nobody. I mean, it's Friday.
But it
we live on Mitch Lane, and we want to move out of that neighborhood.
Right. My guy John, who owns Eggshell up in Deerfield, who listens to the show when they close. He's a huge soccer guy, Manchester United guy.
Does he have a play for me?
He says, don't you know that you cannot bet the Premier League? Any given weekend is the worst, in all capital letters, that the worst team can beat the best team. That's why it's the best league in the world. It's so unpredictable.
I'd like you guys to respond to John.
All right. There's a top six for a reason in the Premier League.
Yeah, the top six is usually the same six for that.
And Leicester has moved into that top six.
Their top guy wasn't playing.
There's some dissent.
It doesn't mean anything.
Abdallah and I, at the last break, we're working on a 15-team parlay tomorrow. $10 turns into $3,000.
Hashtag cash for Christ. It's 40 days. We got time. We're not worried.
I'm not worried. I just listen.
Hold on here. Are you chewing gum?
Yeah.
You said you're giving up candy for less.
That's not gum. Gum's not candy.
Gum's not candy.
Gum's not candy. You don't eat it. You chew it. It makes your breath fresh.
Gum is not in the candy category.
It makes your breath fresh.
Candy's not gum.
No.
Ooh, with loopholes.
Gum's not candy.
I would love
some. How is that a loophole? I want you. Is a cough drop candy?
No. I would say gum is in the candy family.
No.
It may not be.
I think so. I wanted fresh breath.
Minty?
I wanted fresh
mint
breath.
Mint isn't candy?
Oh. Candy is not gum, but gum is candy.
No.
It is funny.
No. You fill your coffee up to the top and let me chew my gum.
In fact, some gums say they help prevent cavities, which is the opposite of what candy does. It causes cavities.
This is a gum.
Stop.
Yeah. Fred and Skokie. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good.
Want to gamble?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I got a good story about not a fake name, but a mistaken identity. So a long time ago, I was working at a grocery store. I introduced myself as Fred, and one of my coworkers, I guess, started calling me Fran. And so
Called you what?
Yeah.
Wait. Fran?
Fran. Yes, and so I thought
spell
it was
that for
accent.
Me, Fred.
Fran. So he called me that for about 6 months, and I thought it was his accent.
Hello, Fran.
And I realized shortly after that he didn't know my name, and at that point it was too embarrassing to reintroduce myself. And he called me that for about 2 years until he was fired.
Fred, at the very least, why wouldn't you tell him it's pronounced Fran instead of Fran?
Well, you know, I rode with it for about 2 years, and then he was no longer employed there, and I figured it was off my back at that point.
That is the best story I've heard in a long time.
I know that has happened in the past. Like, you know, when
right,
if somebody
it is a bit, why do we think
do
it's
you
embarrassing?
Think I, when I told you the story when Bill Belichick called me Timmy,
right.
I didn't correct him.
No, but that was only one time. But
that's
I've had
true.
I've had things like Fred, not for 2 years, but someone call me the wrong name like consistently for a few different meetings.
Yeah.
And then why do we feel embarrassed when we're not the ones getting it wrong and we don't want to correct them?
I don't
them?
Feel embarrassed. I just don't want them to feel embarrassed. So I just go with it.
Kyle's in Lincolnwood. Kyle, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's up, Timmy and Mark?
Hey, not a problem there, Cron.
No, about like 18 years ago, I was a barista and for Starbucks, and they train you to actually ask if you want room for cream.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, that I order through the app so I don't get to tell them that. So, damn it, I just want... And this was a tip that I got from a barista. It's not like I decided myself. Someone said, look, you always want it full. Write that on your name line because then it will always show up.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to ask for cream if they want room for cream because otherwise people are dumping coffee all over the
right.
condiment station. And then where the creamer and the sugar is, you got... coffee all over the place.
Or in the garbage bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Kyle. There you go.
Hey,
see?
You know our buddy Wally?
Barista.
You know our buddy Wally? Not his name. He was just texting
Wally
me.
Waldorf?
Yes. Do you know his real name?
No, why would he not?
Matthew Michael Waldorf. It's not Wally.
Does he go by Wally with all of his friends?
He goes by Wally with us.
Why wouldn't he, when introduced, he must go by Wally because we've met him in person.
Yeah.
Like a Twitter name, I guess, would be different. Dylan's in Schaumburg. Dylan, you're on ESPN 1000.
Howdy, boys. How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, yeah. So when I was in college, we used to always come up with like a fake name when we were going to the bars. And I was always a big Virginia Tech fan and a Michael Vick fan. And I always thought it was hilarious, the name that he went by when he was going through like a scandal and he had to go get checked for like STDs, and he went by Ron Mexico.
Yeah.
So my name for years has been Ron Mexico, and every time I go to Starbucks, they always shout out coffee from Mexico.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
I told you guys the story about
Thanks,
my
Dylan.
Trip to Myrtle Beach for my senior spring break. Don't you remember that? We all got our pictures taken on the fake ID board. And there was eight of us. We all got in a van. We drove down to, I mean, so typical Southern Ohio. Where are you guys going for your senior trip in high school? We're going to get in a van. We're driving to Myrtle Beach. Well, before we all got together, everyone had to get a fake ID. So my buddy Jeff Whitaker put the board together. He was an art student. We all took our pictures. Everybody's picture was taken with the same board, David L. Cooter. That was the name, David L. Cooter. We all had fake IDs that said David L. Cooter.
So great.
So we would go into the bar. The first bar we went to in Myrtle Beach, we went in staggered because we were like, hey, not everybody can go in at the same time. So, like, this was a giant bar. So we went through one door. We were staggered, you know, 10 people apart. And so we finally all
it's working,
in.
It's working.
We're all in. An hour, you know, maybe 40 minutes in. Or at least everyone but one was in. And over the loudspeaker comes, will David L. Cooter please report to the front of the building?
Busted.
There was eight of us with all with
and
the same
guys
ID.
Ran, right?
Did we all got the hell out of there and ran.
Matt and Valpo's got a good story. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good.
Hey, a few years ago, I was working with an event, and we had ESPN out there, and actually Tom Waddle was our guest of honor, and he was signing autographs. And a few weeks later, your marketing guy from the station called me up, and he had a nice autographed picture for me, and it was autographed by Tom Waddle. The thing is, on the picture, it said, to Mark, thanks for everything. Of course, my name's Matt, and I had that name tag on in the picture.
you know what? I'm going to blame my age and my hearing on that, Matt. Mark, thanks,
no,
Mark.
No, he didn't, and the marketing guy didn't want to correct you either, so I still have it.
So you had the name tag on, and it still got signed that way?
Yes, me and Tommy Waddle in the picture together.
Yeah, Tim and Mark.
Item.
Tim and Mark.
I have it displayed proudly.
There you go. Thanks, Matt. That's good. Oh, I like that a lot. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. It's been a lot of fun. Mark Jean Greco is coming up in about an hour. Remember to follow us on the ESPN Chicago app. A lot of great stuff each and every day. Follow my top 20 Bulls list. If you're on Instagram, make sure you follow ESPN_Chicago. ESPN_Chicago. That is the place to be.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
The fun conversation about names, and we'll get to quarterback names here in a minute. I do want to retell you a story, Waddle, that I forgot about when talking about names. Someone on Twitter was giving me a story about how someone in his workplace overheard him mention another person, but she thought he was mentioning her name. And they had an ongoing joke about it, but he was bad-mouthing somebody else. Years ago, at like a station, it was a station golf outing. Mallory, I don't know. Do you know the story I'm about to tell? Do you remember this?
Not sure. Not ringing a bell yet.
So back at a station golf outing, I want to say this could have been before you were even at the radio station, Waddle. This could be back in the day that Carmen and I were together. And I think we were filling in, and like the regular hosts were in the golf outing.
Okay.
And everyone was, you know, before the golf outing, the big, everyone's standing around, coming up, standing around the stage. Mm-hmm. So it was Carmen, me, and we were interviewing Mongo, who was one of the celebrities. And we were off the air, and like, I think Ron Rivera was supposed to show up, but didn't show up. And I think this is when he was a coach with the Bears. So this is how long ago this is. And so then Mongo starts bad-mouthing Ron Rivera and telling stories about Chico back when he played. And his nickname is Chico. And he was saying, that son of a Chico this. And he was a cheap, you know what, Chico, that damn Chico. And someone 10 feet away overheard him and put his head down in shame and walked away. And it was Fred Chico.
Really?
From John Chico's menswear. He heard Mongo bad-mouthing Chico,
yeah,
who is Ron Rivera, and thought that Mongo was making fun of him.
Oh, no.
It was
Why wouldn't Freddie just say, hey, listen, that's not true? He ducked his head and kind of...
I'll never forget that. Wow. Carmen and I watched him walk away, and we had to tell him, you know, earlier, he was talking about Ron Rivera. He wasn't talking about you. Don't worry about it. All right. So what do we have in front of us? Describe this contest that you guys came up with.
Well, we decided that, you know, we've talked a lot about quarterbacks and where they're going. Tom Brady, you know, isn't talked to the New England Patriots. And now Jeff Darlington would be shocked if he went back to New England. So we kind of put together a list of some of the top quarterbacks. And they're going to be free agents or available to be traded, and they're expected to move. Some may or may not, but we're going to have a contest, and we're going to gamble on it.
So do you want to go each name, and then all of us will, at that
That's
guy's
fine.
Name, tell
yeah.
you where we think he's going to
sure.
go?
So we've got 10 names, okay?
Right. Who are they?
Do you want me to read all the names
read
first?
All the names. So our job is to predict where they end up at the
correct.
End of free
and whoever, agency. We're all going to throw $20 in, and whoever's got the most right answers is what takes the pot.
Now, not all of these guys are free agents.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. So you could just say that that person stays wherever he's at.
Right.
Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, Teddy Bridgewater, Ryan Tannehill, Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton, Case Keenum, Nick Foles, Tua Tagovailoa.
So Tua is like the wild card on where he can go with his health and who would trade up.
He
possibly.
Met with the Redskins.
Right.
So then they're number two. I mean, he could
go to... Could they do what the Cardinals did? Right.
Possibly.
Well, they could. And people are saying, too, that the Lions might be interested as a backup and have him get fully healthy and sit for a year behind Stafford. So
yeah.
Are you guys confident? Have you made all your picks?
I'm still iffy on one of them.
Okay.
I'm very unconfident.
Would you like to start? You lack confidence in
us? Lack confidence,
so
yes.
What are we putting in? $20? $30?
Oh, so we're in whoever,
it's gambling. Yeah, we're gambling.
Whoever's closest?
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll listen, do what we did last time. 25 a guy.
If I'm going to forego giving up gambling for Lent, and I'm going to gamble for the church, I'm going to gamble.
So like, is this for the church? This is in the window.
Everything that I do gambling is for the church. If I lose, that's on me.
Because the start of free agency is March 18th, but some of these names may not be traded till later. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I can't wait till Waddle comes in with the Jesus bet bracelet.
What is the what would Jesus bet?
So is this by opening day?
No, it can't be opening day. Let's do it till
Nick Foles could be traded on draft day. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go to the Monday after the draft.
Okay.
Monday after the draft?
That's what I'm saying. It's falling out of the window of Lent and maybe now you're
placing the bet inside of Lent.
Okay.
Okay? The Monday after the draft.
Right. Well, it's not going to win.
And so are we going with whoever gets the most right is the winner, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff,
the person who's got the third most right, that person.
No golf scores right, least right, and least amount of points.
All right, Sylvia, you start.
Greg did have a good point too. We could have done this confidence pool style where we would have to number next to everybody.
That was kind of why I was asking.
Yes. Yeah, but you know what? That's too complicated.
Yeah. All right.
So Tom Brady is number one, and as I've stated with Waddle many times, I think he's staying in New England.
I agree with you. I have Tom Brady staying with the Patriots.
I think he's going to go to the Titans.
Whoa.
I'm
already in your heads. I know what you guys are thinking. So I got to go opposite to try to get points here.
Okay.
I have Tom Brady slated to make a new home in Los Angeles with the Chargers.
All right, Meller, now back to you. It's just like a snake draft.
Philip Rivers, and I have him with a new location in Indy playing for the Colts.
Indianapolis.
See, I think that he...
Chicken!
I didn't even know what I was saying.
Colts!
I have Philip Rivers staying home and playing...
Chicken! Playing
with the Bucks.
Whoa, all right, this is fun. I got Philip Rivers in Indy as well.
Wow, and I'm with Abdallah. I've got Philip Rivers in Tampa.
Wow.
You know, it's worked for Bruce Arians before where he gets a veteran quarterback. He's done it with a couple of guys.
Bring it back at us with Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater, I believe, will be in Los Angeles with the Chargers.
Wow, that's what I wrote down. I got Teddy Bridgewater playing quarterback for the Chargers as well.
See, I think besides Tom Brady, he's going to want to go to the team with the most money, and that would be the Colts. And so Teddy Bridgewater will be a Colt.
Okay. I have Teddy Bridgewater slated for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right.
Bring it back at us, Mel.
I could see that happening, too.
Which moves us to Ryan Tannehill, and despite the fact that he's not right now under contract with the Titans, I do believe he'll be back in Tennessee next year.
Ooh.
See, I have Brady going to the Titans, so Ryan Tannehill will be with the Chargers.
I have Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee as well with the Titans.
You make that 3 out of 4. I have Ryan Tannehill staying because I don't have the Brady domino falling.
Spin Derek Carr our way.
Derek Carr is still going to be with the Raiders.
I agree with you. Derek Carr, Raiders.
See, you guys...
Do it.
Now what? You had the Raiders, and now you're changing?
It's already written down. Nobody utilizes their draft picks better than the New England Patriots.
Ooh.
And Derek Carr will be a Patriot.
Wow.
He's serviceable, and Bill Belichick will get the most out of him.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction.
A lot of drama has to happen for you to win this thing. Because you're going out on a limb with a lot.
This is my 10-team parlay right here.
Beller.
I've got Derek Carr playing craps at the Bellagio with the Raiders next season.
I'm with you. Okay, bring Jameis Winston our way.
Jameis Winston will stay in the great state of Florida, but he will be playing for the Miami Dolphins next year.
Did you hear, too, that they announced that he had off-season surgery on
LASIK?
His knee? No, I think he had something for a...
Jameis Winston did?
I know he had LASIK
surgery. Google that really quick. I saw that earlier.
He did. He had LASIK. Yeah,
he had LASIK. Yeah.
I thought it was unless you fix your eyeball through your knee. Did I read it wrong? I thought Jameis Winston...
Jameis Winston went in to have his knee operated and he got LASIK.
Maybe that's why he... You know. Jameis Winston did have off-season knee surgery as well.
Torn meniscus.
I hope it was a different doctor that did each surgery.
Did he have it at the same time, like we used to say? Jameis Winston. Now, who's
Dallas,
out?
Who did you say?
Where's he playing? No, Jameis Winston. There will be one man that tries to fix Jameis Winston's interception problems, and that will be one John Gruden. He'll be a Raider.
Whoa! I got Jameis Winston still in Tampa under the franchise tag.
I'm going to say let's get crazy. I have Derek Carr staying in with the Raiders in Vegas. I think they're going to get Jameis Winston, too. I have Derek Carr staying. So I say both. Jameis Winston and Derek Carr are going to be with the Las Vegas Gruden.
What the hell? Wow, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm also having a net in case Derek Carr leaves.
Spin Andy Dalton
Andy
next.
Andy Dalton is just like I had. He was my first pick in our draft. I'm going Bears.
I got Andy Dalton going to the Dolphins.
I do, too.
Whoa.
I am. Andy Dalton being the man to replace Tom Brady in New England. I have Andy Dalton playing for the Patriots next season, gentlemen.
Case Keenum's next.
Case Keenum will be with Double 11 next year, boys, possibly starting for the Bears.
Yeah.
Case Keenum with the Bears next year.
Same.
I have Case Keenum with the Bears also.
I didn't know where to put him. I went Minnesota Vikings just to reunite as their backup, just in case.
There's no chance. Kirk Mike Zimmer wants no part of Case Keenum.
He didn't like Case Keenum.
I think he got
his
rid of him.
His stock is low. He won't cost a lot.
They are over the cap to start with right
He'll
now.
He'll be their backup.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles.
Jacksonville. He's staying.
I have Nick Foles in Jacksonville as well.
Yeah, so do I.
I have Nick Foles playing for the Chicago Bears,
whoa!
Gentlemen. That's me playing it safe and thinking one of the two, Keenum and Foles, will be the Bears
and
quarterback.
And finally, Tua Tagovailoa.
I have Tua Tagovailoa with the Miami Dolphins, gentlemen.
Ugh. I hate this for my friend, my boy, Tua Tagovailoa. But he will be on the Redskins.
What?
Whoa.
I have him with the Dolphins as well. So I have both Andy Dalton and Tua with the Dolphins.
I like the Detroit philosophy, especially with the injury with Stafford. In the division, Tua, with the Lions.
That'd be the worst. I'd have to hate him.
20 a man, guy who gets the most corrects, takes home all
the
cash.
What's the tiebreaker? Just splitting it up or what?
That's a really good question.
You get to keep your money.
No, you can't
do that.
If
two people win...
You each get
40 bucks.
You each get 30, $30. But yeah.
All right.
$30.
What to watch for is coming up. Also, a lot of noise being made by the NFLPA, including by our own Chase Daniel. Not really our own anymore, but he is the Bears rap. We'll play that coming up. But what to watch for is next.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Boomch, boomch, boomch. Boomch, boomch, boomch. Boomch, boomch, boomch. Boomch, boomch, boomch.
We could have some Bears news. I mean, at least some reports out there are hinting that the Bears are talking with the Bengals, possibly, about a trade for Andy Dalton.
Information we could have used 15 minutes ago.
And
that's okay. This is, you know, I just remember
that,
like,
would be good for me.
3 or 4 years ago, talking about.
Oh, you made me sick.
Yeah, the thought of Andy Dalton. Hey, would you? Like, this is sadly the essence of quarterbacking in the NFL. Like, if you don't have a difference maker, what you need to do is find somebody that you can win with and make sure you build around him and have a good complementary roster. Like, for Andy Dalton coming to Chicago to play with a team that's got the defense that the Bears still have, can you win? Yes, you can win. Can you win a Super Bowl with Andy Dalton as a quarterback of the Bears with the Bears defense? I don't know. But, like Andy Dalton, fill in the blank, whoever that quarterback is, I don't know how far you can get, but he can help you get to the postseason.
Right. Well, this is the essence of being a Bears fan.
Right.
Is years ago looking at Alex Smith and saying, I never want to have a quarterback like Alex Smith. Because you can't win because of he's all right. But, you know, when it's time to get the quarterback finally, when you move off of Cutler, you know, we've been in the J mold. I didn't like Joe Flacco. I didn't like Andy Dalton. That tier of quarterback, guys who won a lot of games in the league, but were never spectacular. I mean,
now
Flacco
you're
had the four-game span when he was spectacular, but that was really it.
Now you're clamoring for a one-legged Alex Smith to come to town.
Yeah,
Not even Alex Smith from 3 years ago. We all want Alex Smith with one leg to come to town now.
Andy Dalton has always been the guy who's just good enough to get you to that first wild card playoff game on Saturday.
I think 5 years in a row, right?
It's always the Saturday game that leads off playoff
weekend.
Against
the Texans or something
like
that, right?
Always against the Texans and always throwing interceptions that kill you in the playoffs.
Didn't he throw the pick, the one that J.J. Watt... The one that put J.J. Watt on the map when J.J. Watt
deflected.
Jumped.
Oh, and he just caught it. Yeah, I remember it. Yeah.
I think that was Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, career, 204 touchdowns, 118 interceptions with a career passer rating of 87.5. He's Mitch.
But he's probably better than Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's had a season where he had 33 touchdown passes and 20 interceptions. I mean, he's... Let me see. He has taken teams to the postseason. Five straight years. 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, one and done in all of them.
So he's 0-5 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This comes from the Athletic.
I think in 15 he got hurt, like, really early in the game.
This comes from the Athletic. Paul Denner is the author. He says, the first and most obvious trade partner for the Bengals is the Bears. And he writes, who have been in touch with the Bengals on the topic. If looking to give competition to Mitch Trubisky, Dalton would be just that. His contract is a decent number, but it's digestible when you have Trubisky still on a rookie deal.
Yeah, but again, you're a team that has limited salary cap space and limited draft currency.
It says, more importantly, if you're looking for your version of Ryan Tannehill, reuniting Dalton with his former offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor, now the Bears OC, would be a snug fit. Remember, they were 5-3 together with a historically awful defense at the break in 2018 before everyone got injured.
Do you know what the difference between Ryan Tannehill and the Titans and Andy Dalton and the Bears? Ryan Tannehill, A, didn't cost you any trade currency, and B, I think, signed a $4 million contract.
You know, he's writing in there. We'll talk about at 5 here in a few minutes, and we'll get to what to watch for. I'll tell you what, there's one report from the NFL Network saying what they think they could get the Bengals for Andy Dalton. And
is it going to piss us off?
I threw up in my mouth. Yeah, I just had a protein bar and I threw a little bit of up in my mouth. So that doesn't make me happy. Let's get to what to watch for.
Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
What to Watch For is brought to you by our buddies over at Swift & Sons. You're absolutely going to love it. If you're going to a Hawks game, going to a Bulls game before, after the game, both, it's in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District. What is Swift & Sons, you ask? It is...
What is Swift & Sons?
It's absolutely awesome steaks. It is absolutely awesome seafoods. You won't believe it when you walk in to the building, the way they have created this restaurant. It's got one of the biggest bars in the area, too.
It's fantastic.
And if you're in a hurry or you want something more casual, they've got, like, burgers on that menu. You can sit at the bar, you can watch a game. In the grand dining room, I mean, order anything you'd like. You're going to love it. I like the surf and turf special that they've got on the menu.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, and their pastry chef, award-winning. The Boca Restaurant Group, these guys, Rob and Kevin, they won Restaurant Tours of the Year.
Do they still offer that appetizer that Meller likes?
Yeah, the risotto.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe it's seasonal, though. So if it's not on the menu, if it's not on the menu now, there's something.
Is it because it's got truffles in it?
Probably. Yeah. But there's also something that's great on there if it's not. So
ask for the Jeff Meller special when you walk into Swift & Son.
Oh, yeah, be careful. Be careful where you ask for that.
They give you an iPad with porn.
Yeah. They give you an iPad with porn, a gambling card.
What are you watching for, Waddle?
And a fake name. You know how bad I am at this in my memory. Did I tell you guys about the pharmacist last week at this time?
No, you did earlier today, but it's good. It's perfect.
I've been wondering about
the pharmacist.
It's a good story. It's about a guy who is a pharmacist who loses his son in a drug deal in New Orleans. And he goes and tries to find the killer and then tries to take on the pharmaceutical companies who are creating the opioid. So it's worth your time. It's a four-part series, so it's a little bit of an investment, but it's good.
I know a couple weeks ago, Meller had Better Call Saul. I'm on to that. So that's as far as my TV. But what I'm watching for is what we started the show with. I continue to read every article that Greenberg does, Phil Rosenthal does. I am watching for when I can watch for the Cubs, if that makes any sense. Because I can't watch for the Cubs yet. So I'm watching for when I'm going to be able to watch the Cubs. So I keep reading all this stuff about when we're going to be able to get the Cubs games. Mellor, what are you watching for?
I'm checking out the new series on Netflix called I'm Not Okay With This, about teenagers in high school and a comedy/drama. 8 episodes. I'm intrigued by it. So, and I believe it's played by actual teenagers, which is not always the case when you're dealing with a teenage high school, whether it's a movie or series. So I'm intrigued by Okay With This on Netflix.
It's about them getting superpowers. Just so people know. It's okay. Not just like a teen drama. Right. Like, it's about them getting... it's like a superpower thing.
It's a comedy drama.
Yeah, yeah. I already watched this, but I'm going to let people know to watch this. Earlier this week, when there was no Bulls or Blackhawks to consume, I watched Pete Davidson, Alive from New York. It's on Netflix.
How is he?
He's funny. He's going to offend you. If you're easily offended, don't watch it. But if you aren't, it is very funny. I mean, it's Pete Davidson. He talks about, being broken up with by Ariana Grande, some other stuff that I'm not going to give away, but it's vulgar and it's very funny.
Okay.
I thought it was, but I'm not, I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. All right, there you go. What to Watch For, brought to you by our friends at Swift & Sons.
And if you're a football fan, I'd also recommend watching some of the Combine coverage because you'll get your football fix.
Yeah, and the XFL is on again this weekend. All right, coming up next, how would you feel about Andy Dalton, Bears starting quarterback? Does that move the needle at all for you? And I want to read you a report as to what they could be looking for to acquire Andy Dalton. That's up in 2 minutes.